It's a busy weekend at the Pelican boat launch at Pyramid Lake. A line of eager boaters wait to unload pontoons, jet skis, and other watercraft at the bottom of the ramp. Pelican is the only boat access point still open on 27-mile-long Pyramid Lake. Like Tahoe, Pyramid is experiencing several mild to severe side effects from the drought, the most noticeable being low water levels. One boater quickly realizes she can't make it work.
Drop right there. I can't get out there. It's too shallow, but I think I can get out right here where he is. And I don't want to get stuck on that shelf.
Pyramid is one of Nevada's two terminal lakes, which means water flows in from the Truckee River but does not flow back out. It's a remnant of Lake Lahontan, the massive ice age sea that once covered most of northern Nevada. Mervin Wright is the environmental manager of Pyramid Lake and a former tribal chairman of the Pyramid Lake Paiute tribe. As other lakes are going dry, he's seen more visitors show up.
I think the use of the lake is high. It hasn't gotten to a point of overcrowdedness. I mean, we do have some beaches that are heavily used.
By July of this year, in fact, about 20,000 more people had visited the lake over last year. Wright says it's a tough balancing act because their tribe relies on the money generated from recreational permits to provide critical services for their reservation.
The responsibility of taking care of a community from child care to social services to health care, sometimes those revenues, they get depleted quickly.
But the tribe doesn't want to jeopardize the health of the lake either. That's why they've increased permit prices to help pay for more waste disposal and closed some beaches to the public after campers vandalized ecologically sensitive areas. Many visitors to the lake say they've noticed more trash too, including Amos Crabtree.
I was just out here about a month ago for a friend of mine's birthday party, and we noticed quite a bit of garbage from other people. And it really is a sad thing because this was really a pristine lake 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Crabtree is visiting from Palomino Valley, California with his daughter. He says it irks him to see so much littering happening near the lake, from soda and beer cans to dirty diapers and even old mattresses.
The thing that bothers me is the thing that always bothers me environmentally, and that's the people. Human waste, trash, and the fishing line, you know, is generally the worst thing. As a fisherman, a sportsman, an outdoorsman myself.
Things were getting so bad this summer, tribe officials warned campers and RVs they could be fined up to $25,000 if caught dumping raw sewage into the lake. While trash is the most visible problem at Pyramid, its biggest threat may not be man-made, but Mother Nature herself. That's according to Lisa Heckey, project leader of the Lahontan National Fish Hatchery Complex.
Concentrations of salt when lakes decline is probably the most significant. Pyramid loses 4 vertical feet of water through evaporation every year. So it requires 400,000 acre feet of water just to maintain the elevation that it currently is at.
Heckey cites Walker Lake and Hawthorne as a cautionary tale for what can happen when a lake gets too salty. As a sister system to Pyramid, diversion of water for irrigation has dramatically reduced Walker's elevation over the years and made the saline levels lethal for most fish. Pyramid is home to 2 highly rare fish called the kwiwi and Lahontan cutthroat trout, which has been the focus of a decade-long program to reintroduce it to the lake.
We don't want what happened at Walker to happen here.
That's Mervin Wright again. In these dry years, and with such little water in the Truckee River, his tribe has relied heavily on the federal Stampede Reservoir in California for extra water. These are by no means the only issues facing Pyramid, but Wright says they remain vigilant in protecting this precious resource for both people and fish.
You know, all of us, those of us that are responsible within this basin for water supply management, we have to look at this as teamwork. We're in this thing together.
Wright would like to spread this message much farther than the shores of Pyramid, citing the popular Keep Tahoe Blue bumper stickers. Wright says he'd one day like to see as many cars plastered with the tribe's own Preserve Pyramid Lake decals. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.